You're holding Daf Mem Aleph Omer Aleph. Again, the last shaila was, what does it mean to say that a talis petura also has a din of klayim? So the more one, if you want to say a talis petura means that the shear is too small, like we had a shear of, it says va'gov yotzav derech harayim chayev es petzitzis. If the talis is long enough, then you chayev in tzitzis. But what's going to be ein ha'kotin mischasa boy rosh of ruboy? Let's say the beggar is so small that a kotin cannot cover up his head and rove of his body. So then that beggar is potter from tzitzis. So then the klal is afa pisha godu yotzav boy aray. Even though a godu will wear out this beggar aray temporary, still ptura. So it says clearly in such a case you potter min tzitzis. And it ends up clearly the brayso. That the same thing applies to the loch of klayim of shatnis. And the question was, the vinambo, he asked the question on this, my v'chaim lini klayim, what does the braisa mean to say that hilchos klayim has the same aloha like titis? Elaim, if you want to tell me, v'chaim l'inyin isur with the klayim, that the isur of klayim only applies to a beged that's this big, let's say it's 18 inches by 18 inches. If it's smaller than this, it does not apply the Yisra Klayim to it. So Mr. Said, that doesn't make sense. So at the Marav Anan Tanan we learned, Ein Arai B'Klayim. There's no Het of Arai B'Klayim. Meaning any beggar that has Shatnis, if you wear it, Yechayiv. Siv so pshit, if you have Shatnis in the beggar, even though the beggar is less than 18 inches by 18 inches, it's smaller than a Kotun will be Mischasa. Reish of Rubai, pshit Yechayiv, over the Yisra Klayim. So what does it mean to say before, if you put tzitzis on a beged p'tura with klayim, still you're not over the avera, still with the yisra d'cholos tasei? So my answer is, ela rather, my p'tura, what did the braisa mean to say before, even if you matel the tzitzis on a beged p'tura? It means to say, hitel l'mutelis, that if you put tzitzis on a beged that's already potter from tzitzis, meaning that the first beged already has a tzitzis on it. In other words, you have a long beggar that has the shear, and you already put four tzitzis on the four corners. Now you want to put a second pair of tzitzis on them. So such a case, even though the beggar is already potter because you have already the tzitzis, still the second pair is still called tzitzis. And if the second pair has klayim, it'll still be mutter. And like Rashi says, the svar is, t'chishayi rachmona klayim b'tzitzis. When the Torah said it's hetter to wear klayim in tzitzis, Lagamri Ishtari, it's part of Lagamri. So even though you already have one pair, now by sort of putting a second pair, there's a problem, there's a proof to Gemara before, Lamais is still called the Maisa Titzis, and therefore, even though it's Kalayim, still it's Muta. So Gemara asked the question, Vo'omro Rabbi Zeira Chodizimno, I Rabbi Zeira already said this halacha once before. So Rashi says, where did he say it once before? So we have Liel, Hitel Lomutelis Ksheira. So if you put tzitzis on a beggar that has tzitzis already, it's Ksheira. So Rashi says, V'chivan de Mischashre Bahanach Basroi, since with the second pair is Kosher, the Koshrein Bekamoy, for sure, just with the first pair is Kosher. If so, Rashi, have a possible Basroi, if you would have taken off the second pair. If so, Pshita de Yein Bo Mishum Klayim, Pshita, there's no way to climb and wearing this beggar, Dokula Tzitzis Mikri. The thing is called tzitzis. So Rabbi Zeir already said this one time before, that if you put tzitzis on the beggar that has already tzitzis, the beggar is still ksheira, meaning you still mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis. There's no real baltaisav like we had before, because pshita you have das willing to take off eventually the first pair. So right now it's called the beggar of tzitzis, so pshita so there's no isaklayim. So Gemara says enechnami, and the Gemara, choda mechlal de chaberet itnor. One was learned from a klal of the other one. Rashi says, "Mechlal dehitul matalz ksheira itmach the klayim." And Echnami, it's from that. Since he said halacha before Reb Zeira that if yehitul matalz is ksheira, so from that the brayso builds out and says that who adin he'll be no with the klayim. Then Echnami, mikra adin Reb Zeira said it once. Now from that one time we build out another halacha that even though it's klayim, still it's muta. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbon, it wasn't a brace like this. Talis kfula chayeves petzitzis. If you have a talis that was long enough, it had a shear of tzitzis, and now you folded it over. So Rashi learns Shoisa Rucha Kishtai Mekoflo. The beggar had double length to it. So now you folded it over, and like you plan to wear it the way it is now, folded over. So Locha is Chayevus Betzitzis. You have to put Tzitzis on the way it is right now, the way it's folded over. Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon says no, that the way it is right now it's Poter. Why Rashi says, Shim Tifshet Nimtzes Tzitzis Bem Tzitzisel. Because even though you folded it over now, so what? Most probably you can open it up yet. And if you put Tzitzis on the way it is now folded over, so it's not cold on the four corners. Because when you open up the Begid, two pairs will be in the middle of the Begid. So therefore the way it is Kfula right now, it's Poter, you can't be Mekayem the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. But the Gemara says, Vishokon, they both agree though, Shim Kofla V'Tofra, let's say you fold over the Begid and you sew it down, Shechayevis, then Taki Yechayev and Tzitzis the way it is right now, because since you sewed it down, you're not going to open it up anymore. You're going to leave it the way it is now, so Pshit Yechayev and Tzitzis. So Gemara says, Tofra Pshit Avada, if you sew it down, Pshit is going to stay this way. So that's like the new Begid now. And if this size, there's a shear to it, so Pshit Yechayev. So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha V'Chedesh is, Denakta Pesichayim, that the way you sewed it up was not with good stitches, but with wide stitches. So I would have thought to say that these stitches are not Oymit L'Skayim, but rather eventually you can open them up, and then it'll come out the stitches are in the middle, Kamash Mula no. That L'maisa now, since you did sew them up, even though with wide stitches, it's called the Begad the way it is now, fold it over, and you could put tzitzis on the four corners the way the Begad is now. Now the Gemara says, Rabba bar Rafuna, Ikloi levei Rava bar Rav Nachman. So Rabba bar Rafuna went to visit Rava bar Rav Nachman. Chaziayu dehevi mechasei talis kfula. He saw him wearing a Begad that was folded over. For Rama lechuta alayu kfela. And he wore it, put on tzitzis the way it is now folded over. That's the way he put on tzitzis. If shitei, and then later what happened was, the Begad opened up. And the tzitzis now coming out were not in the middle of the Begad anymore. Two pair were like on top of his head, two pair of the tzitzis were in the middle of the Begad. So Omele said back to him, Lav hainu kanav tekosar rachamoni baraisa. So it could be the story was, first when he put on the tzitzis, maybe Taka was sewed down. It was sold down, so after Lacha before, Talat Kfula, that's Tofra, you're allowed to put on stitches. So true, he put it on right. But later what happened was the Begad opened up. So now that it's opened up, he told him, the Chura, now you're not making the mitzvah anymore. Because two of the stitches is in the middle of the Begad by your head, it's not at the four corners. So, what he did was, also, Shadia, he took this Begad, like threw it away, put down this Begad, he's not going to wear it anymore. Instead he put on another Begad that had four good corners and that had tzitzis on it. So this Begad he put down. So Amalei said back to him, Mi Savrit Chayvus Gavru? Do you hold that tzitzis is a Chayvus Gavru, meaning it's a chiv upon you, any Begad you're wearing, you have to wear tzitzis. But a Begad that you're not wearing, you don't have to have tzitzis on it. He said back, no, Chayvus Talisu. We hold that there's a Chayvus Talis. Meaning every talis, every begad of four corner begad that you own, you have to have tzitzis on it. So this begad now, once it opened up, it's not good just to throw it away. But otherwise, you're going to have to use it. You're going to have to put tzitzis on it the right way. So therefore, zil romilei. Therefore, he told him, go throw, put tzitzis the right way on that begad. If so, it comes out that he holds tzitzis is a talis, a mona. That the tzitzis is a chayvus talis, that any begad you have to have tzitzis on it. Samora says, Leima Mesel, let me bring a proof to this, you said. Because we had before that chasidim or rishonim, the real chasidim that were mezaris and all the mitzvahs, they did it very fast, carefully, is kivan shogo b'sholish. As soon as they had the begad and it came out before, it was down to the last three etzbois of the begad, so right away, hoyomatilim b'tchelis. They would put tzitzis on this begad even before they would put it on. So it's a proof to say that the chiyuv tzitzis is not bedavka when you wear it, but as soon as you own a begad of four corners, you have to put tzitzis on the begad. Sumer says no. Shani Chasidim, could be the Chasidim were different. To Machmer and Ashayu, they were Machmer upon themselves, that as soon as they owned a beggar with four corners, right away they ran to Bizaris to put sittis on them. But could be not that shot because she mechuyiv to, stand there Machmer upon themselves. But could be really Mikradin Alochrus like we hold, that sittis is a chayvus gavra. Meaning to say, whenever you wear a beggar with four corners, that's when you have to have tzitzis on it. But if you're not wearing the beged, you only have to have tzitzis on it. The Gemara says, though still, O pligi de malachai, he that says that there's a chayvis talis, he dings it on this mandiyama malachai. Malach, not a mandiyama, it means the malach. So what happened over here? The malach ha'ashkecheh l'rav ketina. A malach once found of ketina. The michsei sadin, that he was wearing clothing without tzitzis on it. Omalaz, he said to him, Ketini kini, sadino bekaito, v'sarlo v'sizavusa, is tzitzis shotcheles, maitelei. Meaning to say, in the winter, you're wearing a coat that has rounded off corners. And in the summer, you're wearing this type of a coat that also doesn't have corners. So the kids of the begot, all the begotten you're wearing do not have four corners. So what are you going to do with the Mr. Tzitzis? How come you're not being mekayem the Mr. Tzitzis? That's what the Malach said to Rav Ketini. So Amalei, so Rav Ketini said back to him, and she said, I say, that do I get punished for Nisra Asay? In other words, what am I doing wrong? Like, I didn't do any Avera, just I'm not being mekayem the Mr. Asay. So for that, do I get an Avera? Like, how come you come to tell me, what am I doing wrong? So Tony speaks out, like, this Kasha was only here like a Mr. Tzitzis. And the only mitzvah is if you have a beged, you're wearing the four corners, then you have a mitzvah sittis. But the chur here, like you have no chiyah to go out and buy yourself. But Tayyip says that about an essay government, a real essay, of a filo beltin shalamato, ho yamakano seitanais nashay, of mitzvahs, lulav, let's say, mitzvahs esrei, timachai. But here is question one, essay, what's my inish? So the chlak and told him, bizman drischo, and yes, I'm when Hashem. When there's risk, when there's anger, then you get punished even for such an essay. That's what he answered him back. That will soon explain more what why Hashem was angry like. But the kitza, when there's risk, there are times on Echnami, then you get punished even for being mevatel mitzvah tasei. So more says like this. I yarmut bishleim ochoivus gavru, if you tell me now the pshat from tzitzis is, that the ikachiv is that when a person wears a beggar of four corners, you have a choiv to put tzitzis on them. But if you're not wearing the beggar, you just own it, you have no chiv to put tzitzis. If so, haino de mechayiv to lay karami. That's why, like, the malach was saying, you get a punishment because you didn't go to put on tzitzis. But early, I'm if you tell me, chayiv is talasu, that the locher is any beggar that you own. You have to put tzitzis on them. If so, hola mechayivay. So then the pshat would be that a beggar that you own, you have to put tzitzis on. But here the pshat was, he did not own any begadim with four corners. So since he did not own such a type of a beggar, his beggar, his coat, the summer and the winter one, was rounded off, so then what's the yainish altogether? A chayvus talis would mean, if you own a talis, then you have to put tzitzis. So here that Rav Ketini did not own a beggar of four corners, what was the problem? Smora says, no. Elo, what do you want to tell me, my chayvus gavru? But the pshat from tzitzis is the chiv upon the person to, when he puts on tzitzis, to have tzitzis. If so, need the chayv rachmona ki michsei talis the baskiyuvei enechanami. If you put on a beged that has four corners on it, true, the Torah was mechayvi to put tzitzis on it. But ki michsei talis the lav baskiyuvei, when a person puts on a beged that does not have four corners on it, or else. So then, the beggar is wearing now, he has no chiyuv to put tzitzis on it. If so, michayv rachmana, did the Torah tell him he has to go and buy another beggar? He had the same kash here also. Even if yod tzitzis is called the chayvus gavra, so what? Still? Like, what did he do wrong over here? Chayvus gavra is only that when you wear the beggar of four corners, then you have to have tzitzis. But if you don't wear such a beggar, you're not mechayv. So the same kash here, what did Rav Ketini do wrong here? So more ends off, Ella rather, Hochi Komalei. This is what the Malach came to tell Rav Ketina. That the time against him was, Titztiki, Lemif to Nafshecha Metitzis. Like you're looking around for excuses not have to wear tzitzis. In other words, true. Mikri radin calls the man, you don't have the bag of the four corners on you, you're potter from tzitzis. But lamais, it's not nice that you should go around in the winter and the summer for dafka to wear clothing that does not have four corners. That gufa was a taina. Tzitziki, are you looking for excuses how to pot yourself from tzitzis? Avad, you should have put on yourself a bag of four corners to be able to be the kind of the mitzvah of tzitzis. And this the Gemara has often said that Omer Rav Tuvia Bar Kisna Omer Shmuel that Kli Kupsa Chayavim Tzitzis. He talk holds that a Kli, a beggar that has four corners, even though it's in your drawer, even though you're not wearing it, still you're Chayavim Tzitzis. He holds that Tzitzis is called a Chayvois Talif. Lamaisa, we pass Lalacha, we hold that a Tzitzis is called a Chayvois Gavra, meaning only before you put on such a beggar of four corners, is the achiv to put on tzitzis. But if you stam own a beggar of four corners and you're not wearing it, you have no achiv to put on tzitzis. For our kofonim, we see from the Gemara here that's not nice to find out eitzis how to pot yourself from tzitzis. In other words, even though really the mitzvah's essay is only if you're wearing such a beggar, but avad lechatchila there's an inyan to try and put yourself to wear such a beggar of four corners in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. Now the Gemara says, no, umaydish Shmuel, but Shmuel himself admits and agrees that bizokin she'osa l'chvoidai sheptura. If bizokin means an older person that's making out for himself tachrichim, he's making his clothing that's going to put on him after his mace, so those begodim apotim in atzitzis. My time, what's the reason? Asher techase bo amurachmano. You only have to put tzitzis on a beged that you plan to cover yourself with, meaning that you can have hanor from it, it'll warm you up. But high love lechsuya videi. But the beggar you wear after your mace, the beggar they put on you when your mace, the tachrichim, that's not made lechasos to cover you, to warm you. That's efshe made stam lechvoidoi, but it's not made lechasos bo. Therefore tachrichim are potem in atzitzis. Therefore this beggar that Zaken is making for himself to have put on after his mace, right now, is potem in atzitzis. But the Gemara says here, but be'ahi shosa, after the person dies, and the zman de taka put this beggar on him, so vade v'minu lei, then at that time he's supposed to put tzitzis on the beggar. And the reason is, mishum leig v'rosh cherev osayu, people that make fun of a mace, it's not nice. So therefore, like if he's not going to wear tzitzis, it's going to be a cherpa for him. As if to say, now that he's mace, he's potem in a mitzvah. Therefore, this Gemara holds that you should put on tzitzis. L'maisa our minigiz, we do not put on tzitzis, like I says here, the Gemara neither explains why. Our minigiz l'maisa, that most they put on a tzitzis on, they cover them up with a talis, but usually they passel the talis. They rip off the tzitzis. At least one corner, they cut off the tzitzis. There, Tzitzis explains why. L'maisa is fakert, it's chair for sayu, because some people do not wear talis when they were alive. So since they did not wear it when they were alive, if you put it on now after the mace, that would be cherev osayu. So the kids are kofen al minigiz that not to put on a kosher talis over a mace. Amarachba, Amarav Yehuda, talis shenikro, with a talis that ripped. Again, we had it more before. A beggar that rips, there's a rip there at the corner of the beggar and you want to sew it up. It depends. Chutz l'sholosh yitfor. If the rip was away higher up, three etzbois from the end of the beged, in other words, it's not the place where you're supposed to put tzitzis on it, is yitfor. Then you'll let it sew up the rip in the beged. For toich sholosh la yitfor. For if the beged ripped within three etzbois from the end of the beged, then you should not sew it up. Because then we're afraid that we had the gemara before, maybe you'll have the extra strings laying around or still hanging there, and you may come to use it for tzitzis. Therefore, if the beged ripped within three etzbois from the end of the beged, you should not sew it up. And Tanya Nam Yachud goes like this, that talis shenikro chutz l'sholosh yitfor, a talis that ripped, if it's away three etzbois, you could sew it up. But toich sholosh within three etzbois from the end of the beged, so remain why mele yitfor, you should not sew it up. The chomar yitfor say yes, though you let it sew it up. But if they don't know from this gezerah, we're not afraid you may come to use leftover strings for tzitzis. But for shoven, everybody agrees though that shelo yovi afilu amu alamo v'mokamachar uvot chelis v'toylebo. But everybody agreed that if a corner came off from one beged, you cannot like rip off or take a corner from another beged that has a tzitzis on it already, even though that shear is mamash enama v'enama. You cannot take it off one beged and now sew that corner on with its tzitzis onto this beged. But that would be absurd of tassel leimen osui. The tzitzis was already made, and now you're sewing on this piece, this corner, onto the beged. Here about it is absurd. Always after the beged is made, after you have the corner, then you have to go put tzitzis onto the corner. But not that tzitzis on the corner ready from before, and now put that corner onto the beged. Now the ma'aseh of the halacha is that avada we should always try not to have to rip your begodim. But if your beged got ripped, the halacha is like this. That there is a Rav Amram sheet that holds that the only psul is that if after you put on tzitzis, then it gets ripped. But if you first sewed up the beged and then you put tzitzis on it, there wouldn't be any problem. So Lamai said the beged got ripped before and there wouldn't be any problem. But even according to Rashi Shita, some amat that if the beged is made out of wool, or the minig is only to use tzitzis out of wool, then we don't have any gzera. Because if the beged, usually if you sew it up, you don't use wool to sew up, as most we use cotton to sew it up. So therefore, even if there'll be some strings left over, there's no real gzera, you may come to use it for tzitzis. Because our minig today is we only use wool and strings for tzitzis. So therefore, for the evidence, if your beged does get ripped there, the mice said smutted to sew it back up again with cotton string, and we're not afraid to come to use it for tzitzis. Because again, our minig is to use only wool. Now the Gemara continues on and says, Vishovan, they both agree, Shemevi Tchelis Mimokamachar, that you're allowed to take off tzitzis off a different beged and put it onto this new beged that you want to put tzitzis onto now for Tolebo. But Obuvad is providing though, Shalaytaymo Sekis, that providing the strings you have right now are complete strings, meaning they have the length, they're Yud Beis Gudlin, they're these 12 Gudlin. A gudlin is you take the thumb and the width of the thumb, that's called a gaidel. That's how long the strings have to be. See, even though we had before that gardum mimaksheris, that's if it's cut off later. But here that you're taking off one beged and you're putting it onto a second beged, it's like you're making new tzitzis right now. So bavad providing shaloi teimu sekas, they cannot be missing the length of the strings. So Morris says, if so, Shemashamat mino, hear from here, that matirim mi beged le beged, that you're allowed to take off tzitzis from one beged and put it onto another beged, which really we'll soon see, that's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if there's a problem of bizui ha-mitzvah, that they take off the tzitzis from one beged. So here we have a proof, there's no problem, you're allowed to. So Morris says, no, dilma may be di baloi. Here we're talking about that the beged was ruined. It wasn't a good beged, you couldn't use it anymore. So if the beged is not usable anymore, then cheat the smut to take off the tzitzis and put it onto another beged. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan learned the price like this. Talis shekula tchelis. If you have a talis, the beged itself is all made from blue wool, from tchelis. So the question is now, what type of strings of tzitzis do you use for the lovin'? Usually the loven is supposed to be the same color as the knaf, as the beged itself. And then you're supposed to put on tchelis, which is blue wool. But over here now, the same tchelis is the beged itself. So what type of color should you use for teres the loven? So Mar says, Alocha is, kol mini tzavayin and poitrim bo. Any type of a color you use is good. In other words, in such a case, you cannot really be mekayim for loven mina knaf. Because the knaf is tchelis that you have anyway, b'shem tchelis. And mashma, the mitzvah sits is to have tchelis and another color. So kitzi should have any other color, excluding though, kol ilan, the Gemara says. Chutz mikol ilan. You should not use though blue dye, because that's not considered another color after you have tchelis. So therefore, the chetchili is supposed to have another color, but what you should not have is kol ilan. And we'll soon see why, because it's exerut de kalocha. If you have them all the strings colored blue, people may think they're all tchelis, and you come to put it onto another beged. So as exerut, you should not have the strings of kol ilan. So Mara says, Mace, we have a question on you. It says, talis Ein poita bo elamina. Talis, yoni pata, the min. Like we said before, if you have a beged made from cotton, and you want to use material to make the tzitzis, it has to be cotton. You cannot use silk in a cotton beged. Talis, shakula tchelis. What's luck if you have a beged that no beged is made from tchelis? So maybe tchelis for dobarach of a turlabo. Take tchelis and something else. In other words, take any other color for teres lovin. And the kolilon layovi, but you should not bring strings that has dyed blue. That's not really tchelis. But it says clearly if you have kosher. But if the evidence if you do it, it's kosher. So what's the stira? Before it was mashm, it's posel. And here it's mashm. If you bring it, it's kosher. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak leKasher, kan betalis bas abo chutin, kan betalis bas shmeine chutin. One is talking about a kalis that has eight strings, and one is a talis that has four strings. So Rashi learns pshat that b'emesin you're allowed to put eight strings if you want, as many strings as you want to you're allowed to. So usually we only put four strings. If you want to put eight, you could. So if you only put four, is no problem. You're not going to like say you have extra and take it off to use it for another begging. But in the case where you put in eight, that's exera not to do it. And if you do it, it's possible. Because we're afraid people may think they're all tchelis and they'll come to take off four from here and use it for other places for teres tchelis. So that's why it's possible. But if you're only using four strings, we're not afraid now you'll take it off from here and put it out to another begging. So if even though lechetchil, you should not do it, because that's not called loving, but with the evidence though, it's kosher. So the emissary on this Gemara Taisa spoke about at the beginning of the Perek, the Shalom talking if there is an Issa about Taisa or not. Like, are you allowed to put more than four strings in the Begit? The way Rash learns about Sugi, it's Mashma, you're allowed to. There's no Issa about Taisa. Even though Lechatchilu, the mitzvahs have four strings, but if you have eight, still there's no about Taisa. The other Gemara says, I'll call upon him, or Shamat Minof Miros, we have a proof. That material the begid, that you're allowed to take off tzitzis from one begid and put it onto another begid. That's why we have Xeri telling me not to use kol ilon. So where it says no, again, dilma diyovid, that lechatchil you're not supposed to. But the Xeri is maybe somebody will do it. So because of a diyovid, we make a Xeri. It will learn like this. Rav omar rav shiter is ein material mi begid le begid. You're not allowed to take off tzitzis off one begid to use it for another begid. It's also called the bizui. You'd be mevaz of the mitzvah. Ushmul ama matirin, are you allowed to? Mi begid le begid. Since you're taking it off one begid, I'm asked to use it for another begid, there's no bizui on mitzvah. You plan to use it le mitzvah, still it's mutter. Another machlekes is, Rav omar ein madlikim ner le ner. By ner chanukah, you're not allowed to light from one ner to another ner. It's also called bizui on mitzvah. Ushmul ama no, Shmul says yes. Madlikim in yel and air, you're allowed to light a candle from one candle to another candle. There's not a shamish in between. But to take the candle you plan to light l'shem mitzvah, you're allowed to light it from another candle that was lit l'shem mitzvah. There's no bizui since they're both being done l'shem mitzvah. A third machlokes is Rav Omar ein aloha k'rabbi shimma begreira. We do not paskin that a dov v'shein imeskavin is mutter on Shabbos. Begreira means if you drag along a chair on the ground. Your kavanah is time to get the chair over there. Agav, by dragging it, you're making a charitz. You're like making a chafir in the karka. So Rav holds its asa. Ushmul amano halacha k'rav Shimon begreira. Shmul says, yes, we pass like Rav Shimon Hilchos Begreira. And Omer Abayi says like this, that kol mili demar, all the halachas of his Rebbe, of Rav means Ovid Karav. He used to always paskin. I mean, Rabbi said about his Rebbe Rabba. But Rav always used to paskin like Rav. Levar mihani tlas, excluding these three halachas, to yavet kishmul. These three halachas, he paskin like Shmuel. Then what? That halacha is matiru mi begid le begid. You allow to take off tzitzis off one begid and use it for another begid. O madlikim in el and er. You allow to take an er chanuk and light it from one er to another er. And also the halacha k'rav Shimon begreira. We paskin like k'rav Shimon by Hilchos Begreira on Shabbos. Titania will learn like this. Rabbi Shimon says, Goyer Odom Mita Kisa Vesalson. A person with a lot of drag along on the ground, a bed or a chair or a stool. Obavad providing though, Shla Yiskavin Lasas Charitz. as long as he doesn't have intentions of making the charitz, the indentions, into the ground. Because if you have intentions, you're doing over nisi d'raisa of charisha. So here, that you don't have intentions, called the dava sheinim miskavin, and like we say, it's not called the psikresh here, therefore it's muta. However, Rav argues and Rav says no, that he passed like a user by Shabbos, that the dava sheinim miskavin is also. The other more says, Rav Yehuda Nosalei Lekatzra. Rav Yehuda used to give his talis to a washman to wash it for him. And that's the chiddush, they were not afraid, maybe you'll take off the tchelis, maybe you'll passel your begid. So that's the chiddush, that you're allowed to give your begid to the cleaners to wash. However, Rav Chanina Ovid Leisisa. Rav Chanina like made pockets for the tzitzis. Like before he gave it over to the cleaners, he would fold over the tzitzis and put it in that pocket in order that the tzitzis should not come out, should not tear while it's being washed. And Ravina chayit lumechit. Ravina even like sewed it up. He like come out, sewed up a place where when he gives the tzitzis to be washed, he would put the tzitzis in there and sew up the pocket. Again, in order that the tzitzis should not ruin it or should not take out the tzitzis from it. All right, turn over.